Let's jump right into this. I want to make it practical. I don't have a ton of action steps for you, but they're actually really important action steps. They're not as specific as I tend to like them. Having said that, relationships are a difficult thing to measure, so that's okay. Action steps. Number one, ask yourself, what are the relationships you want to improve around you? So look at your business relationships, look at your partnerships, look at the people giving you referrals or not giving you referrals. Why not? Look at your clients and your customers and how often they re-up with you and will repurchase a service or a product. Look at your family relationships because they're where we see a lot of our patterns. What are the relationships you would like to improve? And what aspects of those relationships do you want to improve? Secondly, start taking responsibility for the relationships you already have. The relationships you have are similar to relationships you've had before. They might be a little bit worse or a little bit better. We're patterned creatures. Spend 10 minutes with me and challenge me with a situation where you go, "No, this is completely different than all the other situations in my life." I'd be willing to bet that 9 out of 10 people or 19 out of 20 people, if I spend 10 minutes with them, will discover, no, wait a second, this is falling right into patterns that we've already had. It is difficult to change patterns. So start a practice of taking responsibility and saying, listen, I've got what I've got in business and in relationships because of the way I've been patterned. I always fix other people's problems and don't get my own needs met. And I get frustrated about that. That's a problem. So that's the way. Find those patterns, okay? Or I tend to demand everything from others and focus on myself and not meet their needs. Find these patterns, okay? Until you take responsibility, you won't be changing the patterns that lead to the problems. Taking responsibility is partially about awareness. Both those first two steps are about awareness, okay? Number three, here's an action that is fantastic, especially in business. Identify one person you would like to be like. And then choose, like, think of somebody who's about 5 to 10 years out. 5 to 10 years out. So when you look at your goals and you go, I've got a goal to grow my business by this much, find somebody that's business is there and person that you like, person that you respect, someone that you want to be like. And then get to know them a little bit, okay? Get to know them a little bit. Take them out for coffee, read an autobiography or a biography, do what you can, watch them on YouTube or whatever it is, okay? Pay attention to them and try to identify what is it about this person. The cool thing about relationships and people is that we're social creatures. So we identify what's happening in other people and we tend to be like that. And again, we're going to talk about this later on too because it's very important for influence. The point I'm making for right now is simply to say, when you start spending more time, even if you're listening to them, even if you don't know them, but you're simply listening to them or watching them on a video or whatever, what you will start to have happen is they will rub off on you. And if there's somebody you really want to be like, you're not going to become them. Don't worry. You're not going to lose your own personality or identity. Having said that, you are going to start growing in ways that they are strong in. And that's really important. Lastly, study people. Start studying people in a different way. Study one characteristic about them and begin practicing this in some way. So again, when you've identified this person and you've started to follow them, study certain aspects about them. Ask them questions. Say, hey, listen, I've noticed this about you and your relationships, or you and your clients, or you and your business, or you and your leadership, or whatever it is. And then ask them, how did you learn in that? How did you grow in that? And you're gonna have some people that have no clue how they grew in that area. They've just always done it because they learned it in their early on in their family. That's okay. You'll have other people who are extremely self-aware and maybe are teachers as well. Those people should be able to identify those aspects and teach others about it. Go, you know what? It was hard for me. I took this course. I learned from this person. I read this book. I started becoming more self-aware and I worked on these areas and I became better at it. And those are the ideal people to spend time with, okay? So study people, ask them good questions. Start identifying what are the characteristics that you want more of yourself and start practicing them. Here's the last step. Start practicing what you're studying from these people. As an example, what I would say is if they're really good at listening, then what I want you to do is pay attention to small things in their listening. When they're listening to a client, like they always get a sale and they listen really well to clients. If that's the case, pay attention. Start mimicking some of their body language. How do they tilt their head? How do they listen? Do they lean in? Do they lean back? What is their body language? How do they ask questions? What kind of questions do they ask? Start analyzing that. And once you start growing in that area, you will be more like that person in that way. Again, you're not going to lose your identity. This shouldn't terrify you. If it terrifies you, then there's other stuff we got to work on, okay? Have a talk with me some other time. But legitimately, this is something that you can do. We learn from others. We learn from our family of origin. Use those same skills that you have to learn from people that you want to be like in business, and it'll make a massive difference.